All right, my friends, we're scheduled to talk to Mark McKinnon from The Circus, best political half hour on television ever.
So much to ask him, right?
And we're this is interesting. He's coming either on his we're piggybacking on an interview that he is doing with Dan Quayle.
Mm-hmm.
For the show. I don't know. Where is Dan Quayle on this one? Where would
I haven't heard from him in a while.
I know.
Have we heard anything?
But Dan's, I think his son is now active in politics.
Interesting.
And I don't know where Dan wants to be on all this. You know, Indiana guy, right?
So he gave an interview to USA Today, unbeknownst to me, where he said Trump is, quote, more qualified than Clinton in his view. So I don't know if he's thrown his full support, but seems to be siding with Donald Trump.
Well, it would make some sense. He's, you know, Indiana. Mike Pence is part of the.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's
always been involved in that part of the, you know, that part of the world right there. It's interesting though. Oh, good looking guy. Good looking guy. Hell of a golfer.
Someone who knows what it's like to be beaten up by the press for sure.
Oh my!
Took a lot of shots. Yeah. And some of them. Certainly well-deserved.
But a nice guy.
Yeah, what it seemed. It almost seemed like he was such a good guy.
I'd see like a guy like a Dan Quayle as vice presidential candidate, of course, as people will recall, is the kind of guy that you would stop and you'd think, well, is this really... how bad could this possibly be, right? Mm-hmm. Compared to what we have now, I would take Dan Quayle right now. I'd take Dan Quayle as the president of the United States right now. And like, right, if you ask me right this second, do I get Trump? Do I get Clinton? Or do I get Dan Quayle? I'd go Dan Quayle, Dan Quayle. I don't care if he can spell potato or tomato or any. I don't care.
Would you take if you put everybody who's qualified to be president, not meaning just the basic qualifications, 35 years old, natural born citizen, permanent resident, that, and put them in a bag and just say, I will randomly select one person from that bag? Would you take that over the current candidates?
I would take almost anybody, including Mark McKinnon, who is joining us now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And Mark, by the way, congratulations. The premiere as advertised for the new season premiere for The Circus, which ran on Showtime on Sunday, was a killer. It was a killer. And a cliffhanger.
You gave
a cliffhanger end.
I know. It was we got great response. And every single time I think that things are going to quiet down in this race, they get crazier. No better example than this week. We thought that there'd be kind of a quiet time before the debate, which is typically what happens. And then, you know, all this health stuff goes, you know, crazy. And so we've had an amazing week. I camped out at Hillary's home in Chappaqua and got some very funny footage up there. But the focus of our show as a result of this, I mean, we've been planning to do this anyway, but it was just, again, kind of coincidental timing. We're really focusing on the vice presidents, and we're going out with Kane and we're going out with Pence. I just interviewed Dan Quayle. I'm going to interview Joe Lieberman tomorrow. And the whole sort of theme of the episode, which, you know, Hillary getting sick has kind of sharpened the focus and reminded people that, you know, sometimes the president or the people running for president get sick. And, you know, and that means the second in command has got to step up, who is only a heartbeat away from the presidency. And we saw them sort of, deploy this week, particularly because they're trying to be super surrogates now in the absence of Hillary being on the trail. So.
Right.
Big focus on the VPs this week. That's kind of our theme.
Yeah, and I said Dan Quayle is a VP candidate. He was a vice president of the United States is what he was. What he was
right.
A candidate and
yes,
vice president of the United States. And it was a moment where, you know, and I think in a lot of ways, you know, when you look at vice presidents, some of the more famous and infamous vice presidents, those who never ascended to the presidency, there's a lot of, you know, they're always the butt of jokes, right? I mean, look at Joe Biden.
Yeah,
although now, I will tell you, right, I was saying this right when we were bringing you on. If they said to me today, you get to choose, and forget about the rest of the nation voting, you get to choose right now, who do you want to be the next president of the United States? Would you like Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, or Dan Quayle. I'm taking Dan Quayle. I'm taking him right now.
Yeah. No, I loved what McCain used to say about the vice president. He said, you know, basically they just leave you in the dark and throw you food over the railing occasionally.
Right. Yeah.
So true.
As essayed in Veep, which I think is also one of the funniest half hours on television.
It's the best show on politics,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Now, the scripted show, let's put it that way. All right, let's talk about what is happening here with health. Okay, so Trump goes to Dr. Oz, no greater a medical authority in America than Dr. Oz, the new Surgeon General, would be my guess, in the Trump administration. He goes on that show, and he decides, hey, I'm going to release a little bit more detail. And then all of a sudden, the people who are jumping out of the taping and getting in front of the cameras all seem to be Trump supporters. I'm wondering how they all got there. Did you have your cameras there today?
No, we weren't there. I don't think we were. I we may have had a crew there. I'm not sure. We've got a bunch of them out. I'm just not sure where they all are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering now, this is interesting. I wonder what this all adds up to. And the doctor here is, like everything that surrounds both of these candidates, incredibly suspicious.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen the photos of him, right?
Yeah. We've heard the interview with him
on CNN.
I mean, he looks like the guy from Back to the Future, you know.
He does.
The professor guy. This has turned into a transparency arms race. It's like, you know, you show me yours and I'll show you mine if you show me yours. And this relates to health records, financial records, you know, military records, you know, everything. But I do think that, you know, I mean, I think there's a fundamental threshold here that ought to be in place. It's not a constitutional requirement, but I think it's a common sense requirement, which is that any candidate, any nominee of the party for the presidency of the United States should be required to put forward an independent, credible medical checkup, and also should have to release their tax history. I just don't think that you should be able to be the nominee of the party without putting forward those kind of threshold pieces of information.
It just seems like a basic thing that the voters deserve. I agree with you totally. Those two
right?
pieces
yeah.
should be out on both candidates, and there shouldn't be any of these games played around these issues. Did you see that the billionaire...
Wait, hold on. Let me stop you both here for a second, ladies and gentlemen.
This is
now breaking.
Breaking
news that Hillary Clinton's doctor, Dr. Lisa Bardak, has just visited with her in her home in Chappaqua, and has now released a statement that says that her physical exam was, quote, normal, and she is in excellent mental condition, end quote. She also adds that the secretary, who takes a handful of medications, including for her thyroid, is recovering well with antibiotics and rest. She continues to remain healthy and fit to serve as president of the United States. This is like Soviet era stuff, isn't it, for both of these people?
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
all of a sudden the town has disappeared. What happened? I don't know.
But that's not enough. Is it just back to your point of what you expect as voters?
Well, this is why I think there ought to be, you know, I don't know how that person gets picked, but there ought to be like, you know, like the presidential commission on debate. There should be like a presidential commission on health, and there should be like an independent doctor that checks them both out, right? Not their own personal physician.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we have a blood pressure of 100 over 70.
Is this Hillary?
Yeah, this is
good.
Hillary.
That's
pretty good.
Mine.
Yeah. And you're like an athlete.
Seriously.
What the hell? I don't think yours should be like 60 over 20 is what yours should be.
I know. No, I do. I do all kinds of crazy stuff, and that's a much better pulse rate than mine.
All right, so normal mammogram and breast ultrasound. She also has, they did a CT scan on her chest, and the results of which revealed pneumonia. The statement says that it's a non-contagious bacterial pneumonia, and that Clinton was treated with Levaquin, which has been advised to take for 10 days. That's an antibiotic, big one. Clinton's campaign I don't mean big one like Trump would say. It's a big one. That's a very famous antibiotic. That's a broad spectrum. That can knock you down a little bit too in and of it, because it's that's a taking those kind of antibiotics.
Does she use the words astonishingly excellent anywhere in the report
Oh, wait. No, here you go. Clinton released a two-page statement from Bardak last summer saying she is in excellent physical condition and fit to serve as president of the United States. The statement also said that Clinton has no lasting effects from a concussion. Now, that was last year. So this is just breaking right. ABC News is reporting all of this right now.
Yeah. What I was saying, what do you think of that, Mark?
I think it's reassuring, and I don't think it's surprising. I never thought that she had any, I never believed the conspiracy theories about, that she had MS or some, debilitating life-threatening disease. I mean, I just assumed she'd been on the trail too long. And like I said, I've been out on the trail. After traveling with her for one day, I have to go take a break and get a bunch of naps. And I'm younger than she is, so I expect people to get pneumonia doing this. So I'm not surprised.
Did you see the billionaire LinkedIn founder pledged $5 million to veterans groups? If Donald Trump releases his taxes, it seems like there's mounting pressure on this issue, but seems unlikely that he's really going to do it.
Listen, I think that's important. I would be demanding him. I think it's a threshold issue. And the Trump campaign has been saying, voters don't really care about that. Well, I disagree with that. I mean, I think voters would care if they found out that, money was going to foreign governments. I mean, of course, in the abstract, they don't care. But they should. Know that there's not some troublesome history in his financial background before he's. I mean, if he's president. I mean, we don't want to learn about this later.
Well, and we will. It'll be a lot of fun when it's Watergate 2, Electric Boogaloo, and we're doing this all over again. It'll be a lot of fun. All right, Mark, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Mark.
Sunday, first of all, download. Go get this last Sunday edition, because Hillary Clinton calls out Mark McKinnon on her plane. Very interesting moment there.
I love that moment.
And then you'll also get a sense of what's happening this whole week, too. So, Mark, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Kick it hard.
There we go.
We'll
do
that
indeed.
Mm-hmm. Not sure how to do that, but I will try.
Kicking it slowly on the expressways is Violetta Powder Medic.